Hello, this is a message that hope is healing. I would like to share with you a little bit today about maybe what I don't know. I don't know why people get so excited about the outside of something when what the truth is you'll live on the inside. I feel that way about, like, if you're looking at a car and someone says, oh, that's beautiful. Yes, but most of the time you're inside that car. You're not on the outside looking at it. You're on the inside looking out. I felt that way about, we have a little blob pool, a little nothing. One of those little circular blobs that's set in your yard. And I thought, oh, should we put in a bigger pool or a nicer pool or one that looks a certain way? But when I get in that pool, I feel wonderful. I feel like I couldn't enjoy a different one more because it's what I see looking out. It's what I see when I'm in the pool or I'm in the car or I'm in the boat. And that's what I'd like to talk a little bit about today is we got a new boat this spring. Yay. But the boat is not as maybe you would think. Dave and I have had a canoe for years and years, so many years. I think David was 3. He's 37. Yeah, about 34 years we've had this same canoe. And, or maybe a kayak. We got a little bit bigger of a boat, kind of a rowboat, a Grumman it's called, more of a flat bottom, a little wider. It's just a little more comfortable. And I loved it immediately. It was just a little more stable when another boat, I like when I call them another boat, when a big boat went by and you felt the waves, you wouldn't get swamped as much. It would be more balanced. Well, this past weekend, we cruised down the river, as we will do. We have, thanks to my son-in-law, Murphy, we have an electric motor, and Dave puts a battery to that. And so we quietly just go down the river, or up the river. But this time when we turned to come upstream, I heard a clunk, and there was no power. And we were a good ways away from home. And it wasn't going to be easy to paddle home because, as I told you, this is a bigger boat. We're now going upstream. But Dave had put oar locks on, O-A-R locks. And so you put the paddles through that. And if you think about it, you row just one person backwards. And the person in front can guide you, which I loved that and felt the message there that Dave was listening to me and I could tell him how to go. Unfortunately, as soon as he put the paddles in the water and took the first stroke, the oar lock broke. And now we were just drifting. We hadn't thought to get an anchor. And so without rowing, we were drifting. So we both started rowing together, you know, paddling, I guess you would call this. And I remember even at times just trying to catch our breath, because this is so much harder to row than a canoe. We would just lose our place. Whatever ground we had gained, we didn't have a moment to just be quiet, rest, be still, and catch our breath, because we would drift backwards. And that, I remember, was because we didn't have an anchor. And it reminded me so much of having that place where I can go and I can be quiet and I can pray and I can feel that anchor. I can feel what it feels to have the hope that is healing, to feel Jesus inside, come inside and just sit quietly and know and be still and know that I am God, is Psalm 46:10. I didn't have that moment, you guys, in the boat, because We were drifting. We didn't have the anchor. And then it hit me as we were awkwardly trying to lean over the side, row, and keep this boat straight. I really had not been praying about us getting home and getting home safely. And I'm going to ask you now, what do you think happened when I started praying? I know you're going to say, and it did. It truly did happen, you guys, that the light went on in the battery and the motor started and we had the power. And so you can assume the end of this story for yourself. The motor just purred along quietly. We had all the power and we got home. And that would be exactly not right. So what happened? The motor went for a very short time, very short, and cut out again. And that's what happened. But you guys, I want to tell you that that was even more powerful to me, because having that moment of hope was so powerful. And I was so thankful. Dave said immediately, you need to give thanks. You need to say thank you. And I was shouting out my thanks to God, and I was filled. I was strengthened. I felt the joy flow from me. And Dave said, here we go. And we're just moving along and it stops. But maybe you didn't see that coming in the story. I know I didn't. But what revealed and what happened was so powerful. And that was that I felt such a surge in that hope that I was given, that the healing of that, that the strength that flowed in me, that the singing and praising God strengthened me so much that Dave said, yeah, the way that you're moving us is, it's incredible. I didn't need the electric motor because I was all gassed up, you guys. And it was from there that I felt that spark, that hope, that sliver of light that God had given me and placed in me and empowered me and strengthened me. And I was reminded, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, in Philippians 4:13. And that's just what I wanted to share for you today, was it may not be where you are given this answer to prayer and you just, the motor powers you on home in the sun setting and the little breeze blowing in my hair. And no, it was through my own work in the end. But that God had given me the hope, which was healing to me, which allowed me to be strengthened and to be helped and to help myself. And that's the way that we arrived home. Amen. Let's say a prayer now together. Dear Lord, we're here and we're together and we realize together that hope is healing and that hope is a gift from you. And in that, it is our hope today that as we pray together, as we pray for one another, that we will feel helped and lifted and strengthened. Enough so that the next part of the journey, what flows in us from you, helps to move us forward and helps to lift us above our hurt and the pain, and that we feel your healing and peace. And that you help us home, Lord. We love you. We praise your holy name. It's the name of your Son that I pray, that we pray today, in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.